This is Every Single Saint.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. It is another week. It is a cool spring evening in North Georgia. I have with me my wonderful wife, Caitlin. Hello, Caitlin.
Hello, Winston. How are you doing?
I didn't even say the name of the podcast, which I normally do. Hello and welcome to Every Single Saint podcast, where we go through all the saints from the beginning to now. Chronologically, we are approaching year 100 AD. We have another very special guest. She's so wonderful because she's my family. She's my cousin Laura. Hello, cousin Laura.
Hello, this is cousin Laura.
Hello, hello. We have a very amazing family.
We do. Very extensive family, too.
Very extensive family. Laura is actually my first cousin once removed.
Mm-hmm.
And she's my dad's first cousin, which is very special. We are very lucky to know at least for me, my great uncles and my great aunts, my grandparents' siblings, and your children are my second cousins, I suppose.
Yeah.
Right? That's right.
First cousin twice removed, perhaps?
I think that might equal second cousin.
I think that's
cousin.
How it works, yeah.
Or maybe that is.
We don't have any of the same grandparents, me and your children, but we have the same great grandparents.
Yes. Oh, yes, that's correct.
That is your dad, cousin. Billy, my grand, or your dad, Guy, my granddad, Billy, their parents.
Yep.
Your kids, my kids.
And if you think about it, your dad and I are he's about 15 years older than me. And I'm 15 years older than you, and you're about 15 years older than my kids.
Wow.
So we are all generational gaps. Bridging the gap, I guess.
We have a great family. It really is cool when I think about it. And we keep up like so well. Also, would you like to tell us where you're currently residing, though you're visiting this weekend?
Yep. So we are a military family. We've traveled quite a bit, and now we live over in Europe in the Netherlands.
Very cool. The Netherlands.
But, you know, if you're over there, nobody says it that way. You go Nederlands, and there's no article before it.
Hmm.
Like in Germany is Deutschland. A little different because we don't say the England.
Yeah.
the
we
Italy.
Don't say the Netherlands.
But we do. I don't know why it translates that way, but it does.
I wonder if there ever was a saint from the Netherlands or Nederland.
Oh, I got it. I do know. I actually do know one of the most famous saints in the Netherlands. It is Saint Nicholas.
Oh, wow.
It is a big deal over there. That is a whole other story, though. Yeah. There's a huge legend behind how it matriculated and arrived in the Netherlands.
Mm. We are going to get to Saint Nicholas is my patron saint and the patron saint of the podcast.
Oh, very nice.
Fun fact.
That's right.
So we're going to get to all the saints that we're going to talk about today, right now.
Okay, so first off is Antipas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Antipas.
So first off is Antipas. He is mentioned once in the Bible in Revelation 2:13. And sort of a reminder from last week, actually, Revelation starts with that message from Jesus to the seven different cities. And one of the messages is from the city of Pergamum.
To
the city of Pergamum.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So we talked about that a little bit last week, too, with Jesus' message to these cities and these churches in Revelation. Jesus says to this city, specifically that Antipas is from, he says, I know where you're living. It's where Satan lives, which is pretty.
Yes, that's intense.
Which is pretty intense and pretty striking. He's saying, yet you are holding fast to my name, and you do not deny your faith in me, even in the days of Antipas, my witness, my faithful one, who was killed among you, where Satan lives. So this place that Antipas was killed and martyred for the faith was probably pretty wretched and like just filled with, I don't know.
Bad things were happening.
Yeah.
Not in Pergamum.
No Pergamum.
Jeez.
Pergamum. No.
Yeah, and I don't think Pergamum exists anymore.
Actually doesn't. That's interesting you brought that up, because when I saw Pergamum, I like to look up where these places in scripture, where they are today, and it's in Turkey, but the city does not exist. Very, very, very west Turkey at the very end, and it does not exist anymore.
Yeah. Wow. Well, Jesus really liked Antipas, didn't love Pergamum for what they were doing, but And Chippis was truly a witness in that area and in that place, being martyred for the faith. And tradition says that John the Apostle appointed him Bishop of Pergamum. Mm-hmm. So he was a big deal in that place. So he was Bishop of Pergamum, was preaching to the people, and the pagan priests there asking him to stop preaching, but he wouldn't. So they burned him to death, and that's how he died.
Well, a martyr's death.
It just sounds so, it's intense.
Yes.
I mean, please stop. You're not, well, we're going to burn you to death.
Mm-hmm. I was telling my confirmation students this morning, they're in 10th grade, and I was like, we're talking about living the faith. And I was like, you know, guys, like, the world hates Christianity.
We are talking about people being beheaded, so.
Yeah, because there's this hope, though, because Jesus, he said, the world will hate you, but take comfort because I've overcome the world, right? And we see this in this witness of Antipas. We can have confidence in the hope that we've been given. And it's not always easy to live out the faith in the world, but we have this hope that, you know, we're not made for the world. We're made for heaven. And there will be people who mm-hmm. sometimes don't like that. We live a little bit differently.
Yeah.
We have this joy.
This is all temporary on earth. Our goal is to go to heaven.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Some people want to burn us.
I know. Well, we're doing our best. So he died in 92 AD. His feast day is April 11th. And patron saint of toothaches.
Oh.
Next time you have toothache, think about Antipas.
Antipas.
Okay.
So now I will pray. So, dear Lord, thank you so much for the witness of Antipas. You have given us these great bold saints that have shown us how to love you, even when it's hard and even when it's not comfortable, that we would desire greatness and that we would truly seek you and deeper relationship with you, no matter what the cost. Please grant us the same grace to love you even to the end. Amen.
Saint Antipas, pray for us. Okay, Cousin Laura, you're up.
Okay, I have... My saint is Saint Prisca, or Prissa. She is one of the few child martyrs, and I think maybe child, maybe adolescent is might be more appropriate. She's from the first century. She was a young Roman girl born into a wealthy family and then supposedly converted and baptized by Saint Peter when she was 13 years old, when he finally came to Rome and started evangelizing folks.
Nice.
Now, this was all done in secret, and it wasn't just her, it was also her parents, and they would meet with other Christians in underground secret rooms and talk about the faith, talk about Jesus. But eventually, the Spirit was so powerful in her that she felt compelled to share this with others, and she started preaching and spreading the word a little too loudly. And so... Emperor Claudius felt threatened by this and used force and said, hey, you need to worship my god, Apollo. But it was a false god. And she said, nope, I won't do it so easily, because how hard is it to beat up a 13, 15-year-old girl, right? She was easily beaten up and then imprisoned. And then that wasn't enough. And they said, let's throw her in a den with a lion and see what the lion does to her. Remember, these are gladiator times, of course. Well... the lion was really friendly. Someone might have already fed him. But the lion was quite friendly and laid down at her feet.
Maybe he just wasn't hungry.
Maybe he just wasn't hungry. But maybe that was part of Jesus shining through her as a protection, as leave this one alone. This is my child. This she has claimed for me. So when that didn't work, he said, well, let's behead her. And that did work. Mm. Her
seems pretty efficient.
It is. I find this interesting because when I was recently... in Malta, I learned that St. Paul had shipwrecked there on his way to Rome. I had no idea about this. And while we were there, we visited various churches. And then we also went down to secret catacombs and crypts where early Christians were buried from that first century. And they archaeologists found these. And you can see women and child-sized tombs laid to rest deep below and where they kept all the Christians in certain sections away from all the other pagan or other religions. It was really interesting to see. And I did put my hands inside just to feel the rocks and the walls and think, oh my goodness, this is how old this is. Somebody one of the first Christians ever was laid to rest down here. And it's just, it's really neat to say I'm tangibly touching history right now.
Oh, yeah. And there's a, I mean, obviously we can't know for certain, but there's a reason to possibly think that you might have been in the same catacomb underground place as Prisca and her parents.
It could be. And they're all throughout Rome, too. There's all these catacombs and Naples as well that you can visit. It's very interesting to see where Christians, how they did all of this back then.
With a lot of bravery, a lot of, you know, well, obviously the Holy Spirit guiding them and giving them a lot of courage.
A lot of courage. And you have to imagine, this was all without social media, without other people internationally knowing, supporting her. This is her, her parents, her very small community standing up to an emperor and saying, no, this is the right, Jesus is the right one to follow. So pretty brave. She is the patron saint of prisoners, which kind of makes sense. So
makes sense.
In that, I will say a prayer. Saint Prisca and Jesus, we ask you to look over the souls that have been and died in prison. From the time of your death onwards through all the great wars, and that those that are in prison right now, whether they are in prison through military conflicts or law enforcement, whether they're in the U.S. or they're in Poland, the Ukraine, Russia, we ask you to look over their souls and be their comfort in these lonely times. Provide them solace. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. St. Prisca, pray for us. Okay, now it is my turn. This is Winston, by the way. I'm going to do two saints at once. They kind of go together, but I'll explain why. But the two saints I'm doing are Titus and Timothy, or Timothy and Titus. These are both saints who have Paul wrote letters to them, and some of those letters became in Scripture. Two of the letters to Timothy, we have 1 and 2 Timothy, and just one letter to Titus. All in the Bible, we hear them at church, we hear them at Mass, we read them in our homes. They're both commonly known companions of Paul. When you think of companions of Paul and people who, other than Barnabas, I think Barnabas is probably the biggest, but close, other people who are well-known companions of Paul and worked with Paul and were with Paul a lot, Titus and Timothy. So I'll do a little bit about Timothy first. He's the son of a Jewish mother and a non-Jewish father, interestingly. Timothy came from Lystra. How many net total names and words on this podcast do you think I've
mispronounced?
Said twice?
Everyone has their own version of what these ancient places used to be. I mean, we don't know.
Thank you for giving me that confidence. Lystra. That's where he's from, which is in present-day Turkey. We were just talking about Turkey. It's where Pergamum is. His mother's name is Eunice, apparently, and his grandmother, Lois, are both known to have joined the church, says tradition. After St. Paul visited the region that Lystra was in, which is called Timothy joined Paul and accompanied him on his travels. So it was Paul, I think, on his ministries found Timothy, and maybe Timothy was inspired and obviously became Christian and then said, I want to go with Paul. And so he went all over on behalf of Paul. He went to Berea and Corinth and Thessalonica is what they kind of, we probably, us Americans would say Thessalonica, but over there, Greeks would say Thessalonica, and Macedonia are some of the places we know that Timothy went. Just like Paul, Timothy was in prison a lot. We know that over the course of his missionary work. St. Prisca was the patron saint of Timothy during, if
Prisca died known before. About her. Yeah, if he knew about her. I don't know when she was canonized, though.
Yeah, I don't think we had that year.
Information, yeah.
One of the times he was released from prison is that's actually mentioned in Hebrews. Around the year 64 AD, Timothy became the first bishop of the church in Ephesus. So, unsure around the timing of when the letter to the Ephesians was written, if that was before or after during that time, but I can't quite remember when Ephesians was written. During the same year of 64 AD, it was around then when he received the two letters St. Paul to Timothy, called 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy. So that's about all we know about Timothy in his life. It's really just he helped Paul with his mission work, went all over the place doing mission work. So I think that's awesome. He traveled all over the Middle East and Europe and North Africa. And Timothy did die a martyr's death. We do know that.
He's the patron saint for... Do you know what he's the patron saint of? I don't know.
Yes, I do have it here.
Oh.
So he died in 97. He's the patron saint of stomach and intestinal disorders.
Oh my goodness. Some of these things.
Oh yeah.
Like, what was your saint, the patron saint of?
Toothaches. Yeah. Like, where did that come from? I don't know.
I mean, St. Prisca, patron saint of prisoners. Yeah. She was held prison. And,
right. And you said like the beginning of her name.
It reminded me of prisoner,
yeah.
Prisca, you know, and right. it's the female version of a Priscus, and then that's where Priscilla comes from as well, mm-hmm. Like little Prisca.
There you go,
Priscilla.
Pretty.
Now I'm going to do Titus, and the reason I'm doing them both together is because Titus and Timothy have the same feast day, and that's January 26th. Because they're commonly known as companions of Paul, and their feast days is January 26th, the day after the 25th, which is the feast day of the conversion of St. Paul. So we celebrate Paul's conversion on the 25th. We celebrate some of his companions and the people that he converted on the 26th. It's pretty cool. So Titus, another companion of Paul, writes to him. There's a book of Titus. It's pretty small. It's only a few chapters, right, Titus? He's mentioned in other letters, but only one of the letters obviously is called Titus because it's the letter from Paul to Titus. He was a Gentile converted by Paul, and he became the bishop of the island of Crete. So, Laura, you went to Malta. Mm-hmm. You were very close to Crete. Have you been to Crete?
No, it's a little bit distance to the further east, closer to Greece.
And it's like right kind of smack in the middle of the Mediterranean, isn't it?
It's a little further east.
Okay, mm-hmm. A little further east than the middle. Okay.
Yes, because gotcha. Malta's right by Sigonella.
Okay. And how far is all that from Sicily?
Oh, I'm sorry, Sicily. So it is right, like, I'm sorry, I said Sigonella. Malta is 90 kilometers west of Sicily.
Okay.
So a lot of people go to Malta, and then they take an hour and a half ferry and go to Sicily, and there vice versa. But if you are looking at a map and looking at Sicily, you actually need to go much further east in the Mediterranean to see where Cyprus and Crete are. Mm-hmm. And they're closer to Greece.
Yeah. Okay. Makes sense. And Crete's like, it's like a little sliver. Like almost like a...
Yeah. It's not very big.
Almost like a dash mark. So that's where Titus was the bishop of. And they actually still have his relic. His skull is still there in Crete.
Really?
Really?
Wow.
According to scripture, we've talked about the Council of Jerusalem. We know that Paul went there. Titus went with Paul to the Council of Jerusalem. So that was pretty cool. And on a number of other journeys. Titus was the person who delivered 2 Corinthians to the church in Corinth from Paul. So Paul wrote 2 Corinthians, said, Titus, take the Corinthians, this letter, and let them know who it's from. Paul wrote the letter to Titus that ended up in scripture around the year 64, which is also when Timothy became bishop of Ephesus and when Paul, around the time that Paul wrote the Timothy letter. So he's writing 1st, 2 Timothy and Titus around the same time. Another thing that's kind of cool is that Titus evangelized in the region of Dalmatia. Do you know what country that is?
No, I don't.
Where Dalmatians come from.
North Macedonia?
Very, very close. Croatia. Which is North Macedonia.
That's right.
North of Macedonia.
That is.
Dalmatia is an area in Croatia. So maybe Titus is also the patron saint of Dalmatians and Dalmatian owners. Dalmatians, praise God. I mean, praise God for martyrs, but also praise God for those that got to live a full life. And supposedly Titus was the leader of the church in Crete into his 90s and died a peaceful death.
Oh, he wasn't martyred. Beautiful.
We got a peaceful one here. He fought paganism in Crete, and he died around 96 AD and is the patron saint of Crete.
Oh, so, okay. I have to go there now. That's nice. I want to go see the skull.
Yeah. That would be really cool to see. Okay, so I'm going to pray. Dear Lord, I ask that you encourage us and motivate us to be strong and bold in our faith the way that Timothy and Titus were in their mission work and the way that they spread the name of Jesus
and in their companionship with Paul. I pray that the next time that we go into the scriptures and read, you know, what Paul wrote in Timothy and Titus, that we are maybe taught something new or taught something that we can bring into our own life and grow closer to you through. And we thank you for all these stories and help us to grow deeper and deeper in our love for you through these stories. In your name we pray, amen. Saints Titus and Timothy, pray for us. All right, so that's the episode. What'd you think, Laura?
I like this a lot. I really like the microphone. Thank you for having me.
The microphone likes you.
This is such a neat treat to see how a podcast is done and to think about. I mean, this is quite a bit to take in because every time you hear about a saint, you have to also think about the context of their life at that time, what the world was also like.
And
not that we can compare ourselves to them. We simply can't. But it really makes you feel small, I guess. And the and also how incredible the power is of Jesus, of God, that somebody could do something like this.
Well, you know, that's a really amazing point. It's, I think we have the saints for a number of reasons. One, to encourage us and give us these stories that make us, you know, inspired in a number of different ways, but also realize all these people were sinners. Just like us.
They didn't, weren't born saying, I'm going to grow up, be a saint. I'm going to grow up and do these things. Yeah. They felt compelled.
Absolutely. And we're all, every single one of us are called to be saints. And I pray that we all are one day. And, but you're absolutely right that on some of these stories, like, oh my gosh, like, you know, how could I ever do that? But then I think that just when the right moment comes, you're so filled with the Holy Spirit. That our inner saint is in all of us.
It's the encounter with Christ.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. It's encountering Christ. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
And I think that when Laura becomes a saint, she will be the patron saint of key lime pie.
I love key lime pie.
So Laura came to our house and said, I come bearing gifts.
Yes.
And it was a key lime pie. It was really amazing.
It was
amazing
so good. Gift.
I was so happy to meet you, Laura.
Oh, this this has been a great way. Right. A great first day with you.
My wonderful wife, my wonderful first cousin once removed, I have just got to meet for the first time today.
Yeah. It was a really nice night.
Yeah.
It's been really good.
Okay. Thank you, listeners, so much. Share this podcast. Find us on the social medias. Send us a text or a direct message. If you have anything to say to Chewy, he's here. He's listening. Let us know. Thank you so much. I do this for all the listeners. It's what we do this for, you know, for growing closer to the Lord and helping others to grow closer to the Lord through these stories. So thank you so much. Patron saint of the podcast, Saint Nicholas, pray for us.